Oh, okay. Hello. Play some stuff for a while now.
Esto es Randy, la cabina del género independiente.
¿Qué tal, amigos de Randy? Espero que se encuentren bastante bien. Muchas gracias por picarle a este bello podcast donde hablamos de pura música independiente. Si eres nuevo, bienvenido, un gusto. Y si ya nos conocías, qué bueno que estás de vuelta. Como ya pudieron haber leído en el título, vamos a tener una banda súper importante para mí. Y pues es la primera entrevista en inglés en Randy, entonces significa bastante para mí. Aparte, esta banda ya tiene una presencia impresionante y justo van a tocar este 31 de marzo y el 1 de abril aquí en Bajo Circuito. Así que, pues bueno, tuvimos la oportunidad de platicar con Ryan, un integrante de Paco Versailles, pero también miembro de Capital Cities, junto con el guitarrista Van Hani. Y bueno, Paco Versailles tiene una música que combina de una manera elegante la electrónica y el flamenco, y siento que eso lo hace súper bailable, te da ese shot de energía que necesitas. Pero miren, no me voy a adelantar, vamos a poner una cancioncita para calentar motores. Y bueno, les voy a poner una de Silvestre y la Naranja que se llama Instinto. Espero que les guste y disfrútenla.
Parar en todos lados, no sé a dónde vamos, no sé qué estás pensando, tampoco qué hora es. La gente caminando, yo solo estoy mirando cómo ellos van pasando, ya no sé qué hacer. La calle está
Yes.
Súper, pues escuchamos a Silvestre y la Naranja, que a mí en lo personal es una banda que ya vi en el Vive Latino, que tuve la oportunidad de hacerle fotos en el Foro Indie Rocks y no falla en vivo. Creo que te hará una vibra bastante chida, entonces se los súper recomiendo. Si es que aún no los escuchan, dense una escapada a su Spotify y escúchalos. Así que ahora sí, vamos con el momento más esperado, más todo. ¡Qué nervios! Así que vamos a poner la entrevista que les hice a la banda Paco Versalles. Así que disfrútela. ¿Qué tal, amigos de Randy? Espero que se encuentren muy bien el día de hoy. Yo la verdad estoy bastante emocionada porque hoy traemos una banda que la neta, pues creo que ha sido una de las más importantes ahora en el mundo indie. So let me introduce. It's a collaboration between guitarist producer Bahangi and songwriter Raya. The names of the band was conceived while imagining a collaboration between the biggest influence, the legendary Spanish guitarist Paco de Lucía. The band dance sounds are both pop and modern, as well as flamenco. So here we have Paco Versalles. Thank you guys for having a little bit of your time here.
Thanks for having us. Nice to be here.
Great. So how are you doing?
We're working on music right now, so we're always in a good mood and we have good songs happening.
Nice. So let's start. How would you describe Paco Versalles to people who don't know you yet?
I would describe Paco Versalles as a mix of two different styles of music and two different musical minds. Myself, on the one hand, I come from more of a dance background. I made a lot of pop music that's influenced by a lot of French house, you know, like Daft Punk, Air, funkier bands, Jamiroquai. And then Vahagni comes from more of a classically trained, also trained in flamenco background. And so Paco Versalles is an experiment in combining our two styles into something new that feels very exciting to us. And so that's where the project came about, wanting to mix those two styles. And we've just been very inspired to keep writing as much music as possible.
Great. So how can you tell us a little bit of the sense of identity for the band? Because you play flamenco also.
Flamenco is definitely a big influence and a very big component to what we do. It's how I feel music and rhythm and how I play, you know, technically. But at the same time, the music is not necessarily flamenco music. It's just very inspired by flamenco music. So it's kind of like Ryan said, it's almost like a new genre within itself that's heavily influenced by flamenco music, by a lot of other world music cultures, but also very heavily influenced by dance and especially the French electronic side of things.
So in the sound of Paco Versalles, we also find a more disco, like just you said, and synth pop and dance side. What is that attracts you most of these kind of styles?
I would say from our catalog, we have a song called Unwind, which is the first song we ever put out. I feel like that song is a very good representation of the sound of Paco Versalles, and it came from a very pure place. It was the first thing we ever wrote together, trying to mix these styles, and it has a lot of that funkiness. It has the disco strings, but it also has a lot of the really unique flamenco guitar rhythms and a flamenco lead guitar part in it. So I would say that song is kind of the best representation of it.
Have you wanted to add Spanish lyrics for some songs that you have or you will expose?
We have some Spanish lyrics in a couple of pieces that we have already put out. But I think, yeah, we're always experimenting with Spanish lyrics, French lyrics. But I think those are pretty much, you know, the two languages that inspire us also musically, you know, for the project. So and we love to collaborate, actually. That's another thing that we've been thinking about, is to collaborate with more Spanish or Latin American artists.
You have some people in mind to collaborate in Spanish?
Right now we have a couple of people that we are potentially working with. It's not solidified yet, so I wouldn't want to throw it out there, but there are a couple of Latin American, Central American artists that we are speaking to. But in general, yeah, I would love to work with artists from Spain and from the flamenco culture and kind of bring them in and sprinkle that in into our music as well.
Nice, guys. Well, you, in a few weeks ago, you released a new song that is called I Love My Life. What can you tell us about it?
That song was, lyrically, it was inspired a lot by traveling, by a couple different trips. Actually, one trip, the first part talks about the Sea of Cortez, which obviously is down in Mexico, is inspired. The lyric came from a trip that I took maybe 2 years ago, actually during the pandemic, or as the pandemic was slowing down to Todos Santos and La Paz and that whole area, Isla Espíritu, and just going down there and exploring that part of Mexico, which I had never seen before. So, you know, I think the song is kind of it's trying to capture that, you know, that easy feeling you have when you're on a beautiful trip with someone that you love or your friends, and you just, it feels like this is what life is meant to be. You know, I'm meant to be in a new place exploring the world. And so the lyric I Love My Life came as an answer to that beautiful travel experience.
You were talking about Mexico, but you also, for a follow up, your fans here in Mexico, you will arrive in March to offer two concerts in Bajo Circuito. What are your expectations here for that concert?
We're just really, really excited to play in front of the Mexican, you know, fans. We've been getting a lot of really good reactions and notes and comments from fans in Mexico since we started, and they kind of been championing us from the beginning. So I think it's been long overdue, and we're really, really excited to come down and have them experience our live show, because that's also something that's very important to us, and that is extremely important to understanding Paco Versailles as a whole, is also seeing the show. So we can't wait to share that with you guys.
Is your first time here in Mexico? That's my doubt.
It's the first time that Paco Versailles is playing a show in Mexico, but each of us, we've been to Mexico many times, both for travel and also playing music. So we have, we love Mexico. It's a beautiful country, so we're excited to come.
Did you think that, well, other bands says that Mexico is the best country to make concerts. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it's one of the best, actually. I think in general, Mexico is a very celebratory culture, as in people like to celebrate life. They like to have parties. They like to get together with their friends, with their family. At least that's my impression, that community and spending time with people is very important in Mexico. So I think when you play for a culture like that, where people are happy to be in a group celebrating, there's a big dancing culture in Mexico, obviously. You know what I mean? You have parties, birthday parties, everybody's dancing. So I think that translates to concerts being very energetic and very special there. I think people like to have a good time. They like to enjoy life. And so I've always felt that when I've performed in Mexico.
And I also have this match with your music, because as you said, the dance people, your music, it will be match and will be a party there in Bajo Circuito. So we have no doubt that it will be a great concert, and that many people here in Mexico are waiting for you.
Yeah, thank you for that. We can't wait.
So, anything else you want to add?
We have a remix coming out tomorrow. I don't know when this is going to air, but this guy named, well, he goes by the artist name Vandelux, and he's kind of an electronic artist that lives in San Francisco. And he's, you know, we've been in touch with him through Instagram and everything, and he's actually he did a remix for I Love My Life that is coming out on Friday that we're very excited about. It's a really incredible remix. And sometimes you get remixes and they're okay. This is one of those remixes where you're like, yes, this guy took the song and brought it into a whole new place that we're really happy about. So that's coming out. So people should listen to that.
That's going to be good. And then we're aiming for you guys, but we're going to also, we're thinking about having a, you know, a merch table and doing a little meet and greet with the fans. So we're not only excited to play for them, but also to meet a lot of them, you know? So that's something that we're really looking forward to.
Well, that sounds so great. So thank you for your time, guys. You are part of the community of Randy Podcast. So we will be there in Bajo Circuito to have that party with your music.
Great. Thank you so much. We can't wait to meet you in person. We'll see you on the 31st.
Yeah. You have two
concerts. Yeah. The first one is sold out. The second one, there's still tickets. So if people want to come, they they can go to the website or whatever. And there's still tickets for night two on April 1st.
Great. So thank you so much, guys. And have a great day.
You too. Bye. Okay.
Ay, no. No, no, no. Qué cosa, la verdad, poder hablar con Ryan y con Bahani. La neta, qué honor. Y pues, no tengo palabras para describir esta entrevista. Ahora sí, no sé qué decir. Espero que les haya gustado. Así que vamos a poner una rolita de ellos que se llama Something New, que a mí en lo personal me encanta. Me sube el ánimo cañón. Así que disfrútela. Díganme si no tiene esta vibra que te alegre el día. Para mí siento que Paco Versailles es esa dosis de dopamina que necesitamos en nuestros oídos. Y definitivamente lo logra. Así que pues ya tenemos una banda más en la comunidad de Randy. Un gusto de tenerlos aquí. Y sería todo un honor tenerlos otra vez de vuelta. Así que pues bueno, chicos. Vamos con lo que más les gusta, que son las recomendaciones. Así que por el momento puedo recomendarles algo no tan indie, algo de Caliuchis, que en lo personal se me ha metido mucho esta canción que se llama Moonlight. es una joya. Es una joya esta rola, siento que tiene esta dulzura, elegancia, sexy, todo, no sé, me gusta bastante, entonces se la recomiendo mucho. También que les puedo recomendar Tu Veneno de Silvestre y la Naranja, lo nuevo de Clubs que se llama Cortes Modernos. A mí se me hace que Clubs anda experimentando de una forma extraordinaria y lo logró con esta rola. También les puedo recomendar esta banda que se llama Tropicana Club con la canción Las Vegas. Mi amigo Invencible con Un Par de Árboles. Y Vinilo versus Are You Moving On. Así que estas rolas se me han quedado muy pegadas. Espero que a ustedes también. Y si no las conoces, agregarlas a tu Spotify. No te van a defraudar. Excelente, amigos. Pues espero que les haya gustado muchísimo este episodio. La verdad, para mí es uno de los más importantes. Es una banda que está haciendo una gran diferencia en el género y todo, y mucha gente ya la está tomando como referencia. Así que, pues, un logro más que tenemos en esta bella comunidad. Y todo es gracias a ustedes. Así que, si quieren seguir apoyando, acuérdense en seguirnos en todas las redes sociales como Randy o Randy.podcast. Así nos encuentran. Somos los únicos que nos llamamos así, entonces, no hay falla. Espero que estén teniendo una linda tarde, noche a la hora que nos estés escuchando, está perfecto. Y siempre, siempre, siempre recuerda de expandir tus horizontes a nueva música.
Nos escuchamos en el siguiente ensayo de Randy.
Thank you.